Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast on St. George's Day, April the 23rd. And so can I start off today by wishing each and every one of my English followers a really great day, and you should be so proud of your wonderful country, England, and indeed of that English flag, St. George's flag. So just thought I would start off by saying that. That should trigger some. But anyway, meanwhile, back on planet reality, did you see the news that esteemed BBC broadcaster Hugh Edwards is leaving the BBC on medical advice? Yeah. Apparently, he's resigned from the BBC, having been, well, off air for roughly 9 months. So 9 months, and during which, by the way, he was the BBC's highest paid personality. Got that? Hasn't done one thing for 9 months. Hey, he's still the most highly paid person. That's how the BBC works, you see. It's such an awful organization. Now, Edwards, as you know, was the BBC's most high-profile news anchor. And he did indeed cover many major national events. But he's gone from the BBC. After 40 years, Hugh has explained his decision was on the basis of medical advice from his doctors. Yes, comedy gold. The BBC has accepted his resignation, which it believes will allow all parties to move forward. We don't believe it is appropriate to comment any further. Now, you will remember his wife admitted, it was 9 months ago, that his wife said he'd been admitted to hospital with serious mental issues. Curious thing about these serious mental issues is that they only appeared to arise when the Sun newspaper claimed that an unnamed BBC presenter paid a young person for explicit photographs beginning when they were age 17. Basically, the paper source was the mother of the young man, but a letter published on the young person's behalf described their account as rubbish. So the young person concerned, a 17-year-old boy, said that what the son had said was rubbish. But after several days, you'll remember a fevered speculation, Edward's wife, Vicky, publicly named him. She said she was doing so primarily out of concern for his mental well-being and protect her children, and that he had been treated for severe depression in recent years. Well, I mean, for those of us who saw or were unfortunate enough to see certain photographs on social media of Hugh Edwards in a state of disinvestment of his clothes, which I don't ever want to have to see again, is that what mental illness makes you do? Is that how it works now? Because I'm a bit old-fashioned. I've lost track of some of these things. But it appears that if we are following this particular narrative being pushed by the BBC and by Hugh Edwards' associates, then you become depressed and then you publish images to 17-year-olds of your bottom. Is that how it works? And I wonder, was that the first time that happened? I don't know. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that there was no crime committed for sure here. Don't believe there was any crime. Was there inappropriate comment? Well, the BBC don't want to talk about that now, do they? And Hugh Edwards doesn't particularly seem to want to talk about that. But it's strange because for 40 years, Hugh Edwards was very quick to talk about all kinds of things and didn't hold back. And then suddenly, when these revelations were posted by a newspaper, well, he becomes mentally unwell. And as a consequence, he's instantly taken off screen and he hasn't been seen off or heard from since. Although, as I say, he has been paid a massive amount of money during that period. So that's the hypocrisy of the BBC, to my mind. I don't know how you look upon this one, but I mean, their highest paid star in the last year was someone who never appeared on TV and never did anything. And they think that's super duper normal. That's super duper fine. And of course, no one wants to go into the actual core issues here because that's super duper awkward. So we're not allowed to really talk about what may or may not have happened. We're not allowed to speculate about that. We just have to basically say, look, this man has mental illness. Please leave him alone. And this seems to be the ultimate trump card that they play now. You just say, "I I've got mental illness," and then you're left alone. In fact, you know, if you, sometimes you're not just left alone, but you are given adulation and held up as a sort of a folk hero, a modern folk hero. My only sort of final thoughts on the Hugh Edwards story, apart from the grotesque salary he commanded from the BBC, and he's not the only one commanding a huge salary, by the way, from the BBC, but I think most people would agree that his alleged behaviour has been certainly indiscreet, if not inappropriate. And for someone in such a high position, it's unbelievable he took that kind of a risk, but he evidently did. And it came back and, so to speak, bit him in the bum. Thanks so much for listening.